Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM from NFL to the college ranks. And we've got a top 20 team in the state of Virginia with the Cardiac Cavs. Let's head to College Street and University Drive on AWOD Radio.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
All right, Steve, I know Hokie Steve here joining us in the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning hot seat. It might pain you to talk Virginia. We're going to talk Virginia football, but I think we start with LSU firing Brian Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, are you surprised with the current setup, you know, with a guy, an SEC guy getting fired just about every week now? I mean, I thought it was a bad fit from the beginning, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, he faked an accent.
He faked the Cajun accent, right? I didn't think it was a great fit from the beginning. And certainly, you know, LSU, I mean, they were flat-out embarrassed Saturday night on national TV against Texas A&M. For the second week in a row, he's had to shake the hand of one of his former defensive coordinators. Clark Lee was his DC at Notre Dame. Mike Elk was his DC at Notre Dame. He's had to go over there and say, you kicked my butt. But guess what? I think $54 million is coming his way.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so crazy. There's no buyout right now that's too big in college football.
No. I mean, how about Scott Woodard, who's now the AD at LSU, who just fired Brian Kelly, who was the AD at Texas A&M, who fired Jimbo Fisher? His last two hires are now being paid a total of $130 million in buyouts.
Yeah, and there's no accountability for the ADs.
None. Absolutely zero, which is crazy. I mean, you're making these decisions – And then, you know, you cost your other school almost $80 million. Now you're going to cost your current school $54 million. And then you think, oh, I'm just going to go hire somebody else. If I'm the president of LSU today, I'm also asking him to step out as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's around the country. I think you could say the same thing in Blacksburg with the decisions the AD has made. But let's continue in the SEC. Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt. I never believed in Mizzou. All right? So I'll say that right now.
Okay.
But at one point, is Vanderbilt a team that everybody can believe in here? They've knocked off LSU and Mizzou in back-to-back weeks here. I mean, they don't have the big win this year, I feel like, because they lost that Alabama game. But if they get a win over Texas and then Tennessee, they're going to have those big wins.
Well, that's coming up. Obviously, they play. They're at Austin Saturday against the number 20 Longhorns. Excuse me. And then they've got, you know, in a couple weeks, they've got home games with Auburn and Kentucky, and then they've got to go to Knoxville at the end of the season. But they're 7-1, right? They're 7-1 right now. If they lose to Texas, and run the table there. I mean, if they run the table, there's no doubt they're in. That's the fifth team that we're talking about getting into the college football player from the SEC. I'm just a Diego Pavia believer. I mean, I've seen it in person now 2 years in a row. They are not spooked by going on the road. I mean, the Alabama game was a 23-14 game. Alabama scored a cheap touchdown with like 15 seconds left. That was a ball game for a good chunk. And Vandy had the lead for most of the first half in that game.
Yeah, I'm just not sure at the end of the day their defense is going to get enough stops for them to win the big game if they do advance to the postseason. But who is the best team in college football today?
Right now, I'm going to say...
Don't tell me you're going to say Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers.
Well, you know me. I'm more of an SEC guy than a Big Ten guy. I'm going to say it's the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say Ohio State's right up there, too, as 1 and 1A. And then you're looking at Indiana, Texas.
What about Mike Elko?
I think A&M's good. I think I was looking at their schedule earlier and who they're finishing up with. They've got to play at Texas to end the regular season. Who else have they got?
They've got Mizzou this weekend. They've got South Carolina still on the schedule, but they seem to be a lock for the college football playoffs right now because I think even if they drop one of these next four, they're still going to get in. Like you said, Bama's in a good spot. I think Georgia's in a good spot as well.
LSU is in a solid, solid spot.
And I really like what Lane Kiffin's done at Ole Miss.
Lane Kiffin is going to be making $15 million next year. The question is it going to be in Oxford? Is it going to be in Gainesville? Is it going to be in Baton Rouge?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so crazy. He's got a top 10 team in the country, and yet he's certainly flirting with other schools, right? I mean,
his agent definitely is. There's no doubt about it.
Come on now. We know Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
He's having conversations.
I think Lane's a different guy than the Lane that coached the Los Angeles, the Oakland Raiders, the Tennessee Volunteers, the Southern Cal Trojans. I think he's just a different guy. It will not shock me. I mean, Ole Miss is going to have to pay even more to keep him there, but it will not shock me if he stays at Oxford.
I think he's the same guy, and I kind of love him. How about that post-game interview? Did you see that?
I did
not. So the player comes up to him, and he's like looking to like dap him up, and on air, as he's getting ready to do his post-game interview, he says, "Man, this guy's been talking crap all game. He came over four or five times and said how good they are and they can't stop us." I mean, he's so funny.
Lane is great. I mean, you know, if you knew his dad, which you probably don't remember, Monty Kiffin.
Yeah.
Monty Kiffin, the old guy, used to be the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Bucks. He was kind of a curmudgeonly old dude, and Lane's just a younger version of Monty Kiffin.
Texas had a great fourth quarter comeback. They win in overtime against Mississippi State here. What do you think happens the rest of their season?
I'm not impressed with the Longhorns. I'm really not. I mean, they barely got out of Starkville alive.
Right.
I mean,
they kept their season alive there.
They did. The last 2 weeks, though, they've struggled to beat Kentucky. And then they almost lost to Mississippi State. It'll be interesting to see again. This is a huge week for them. They've got Vanderbilt, you know, at Austin. That's a big week
because
for them.
Because I think Sark will get offers, too.
Yeah.
I think Florida might be interested. I think there's might be some NFL teams that are interested because I did hear the Titans reached out to him. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see the way that plays out.
Yeah.
It's so weird. We've got probably three coaches in the top 20 that are on the hot seat, and one of them just got fired.
Right. I know. It's the bizarre world of college football. I think Cignetti, I didn't mention Indiana in my top three. But the model that Indiana has gone with the last 2 years has broken a bunch of 80s brains out there. They are just going crazy what's going on at Indiana. And then you have the pressure of Brian Kelly, you know, really not getting it done, not getting over the hump at LSU. Obviously, Billy Napier not getting over the hump at Florida. James Franklin not getting over the hump at Penn State. So now you've got, you know, you've got 12, 13 D1 programs that have a help wanted signed out right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, let's get to... playoff predictor here.
All right.
Now, there were some losses that certainly affected things last week. Who is your non-P4 school now?
It goes back to Memphis.
Yeah.
Because they've got the last four games that they got, Tulane and Navy are both, they're hosting them. Both of those are at home. So, you know, South Florida had the... you know, had it sitting pretty for them, and actually they had a big, they had a 20, I believe a 31-17 lead in that game, or a 2-touchdown lead in that game. They let it slip away. Right now, Memphis looks like the, you know, from the AAC, the champion. Most likely the AAC champion goes as the non-P4.
Yeah, right, so you now got looks, Memphis in.
Yep.
Do you have Notre Dame in?
I do.
All right, that's two.
Yep.
Let's get to the ACC.
All right. I think Miami is on the hot seat. I think Georgia Tech is the team that's solidly in right now, even with a loss to Georgia. They would also have to win the ACC championship game, but I've got the ACC now. I've still got them with two, barely.
So Miami over UVA, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many more wins until you'll believe in the Cardiac Cavs?
They got to win more impressively than how they're doing it. In my opinion, they've got three overtime wins. Arguably, they could have had a fourth overtime game against Washington State. Very mediocre, to me, very mediocre deal. Mediocre game Saturday against a bad UNC team. All right, I mean, what Tony Elliott's done at 7-1, I believe. Listen, they've done a hell of a job. I'm just saying. If Miami is 11-1 and Virginia is 11-2, I think they're taking the Canes.
Right. No, I'm with you there. But if Virginia only has one loss,
right,
and it's the non-conference to NC State.
If Virginia only has one loss and then wins the ACC, there's no doubt.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. So here's how I could see it playing out. Like Georgia Tech, I don't think is going to lose a game.
All right.
So Georgia Tech, undefeated.
You've got them beating UGA at the last game of the regular season?
Well, undefeated in the ACC at least. All right.
8-0.
And I think if they lose that game, they're still in.
Okay.
So they lose to Georgia. They're 8-0. They get to the ACC championship game in Charlotte. Win or lose, they're in. All right. UVA, undefeated in the ACC.
Right.
Gets to the ACC championship and loses.
Okay. They're 11-2.
All right.
Right.
Miami finishes out, doesn't get to the ACC championship. Same record as UVA. One of those teams will get in, so the ACC will get just two.
I'm worried about
the ACC. Is there a chance that ACC gets just one?
Though? I'm worried about the ACC only getting one team in because of what Vanderbilt's doing.
Well, I already told you last week, I'm guaranteeing five SEC teams.
Well,
it means more.
Right. So that's Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt. That's five, right? So then
I don't know if I agree with you on those five because I'm not putting Pavia in.
All right. Well, okay. Even if Vanderbilt doesn't get in, then you know you're talking.
Because I'm thinking, I told you last week, Texas is not dead, and I still think that you look at Oklahoma, Mizzou, and Tennessee. They have games in which they can put themselves in the conversation.
If the SEC gets five in, then the Big Ten only. Then it's either the Big Ten that only gets two in, or the ACC only gets one in.
Yeah.
In that scenario, with Notre Dame getting in.
Well, the Big Ten's having a down year. I mean, Penn State's not in the conversation. Right,
what about,
they were their number one team last year.
Right. So what about Oregon? All right. How does that? You know, they've got
Oregon's in. In my mind, their only loss is Indiana.
Right.
I don't see them losing again to end the season. They're in.
Well, I mean, I'm not that impressed with what the Ducks have done. I mean, they've got what you thought was a good win at Penn State.
Well, that's my problem with the Big Ten. It's just they don't play good enough games. And Kurt Cignetti started the trend of, we're just going to play nobody good until we get to conference play. But, like, you look at Oregon's schedule. I mean, they've got no games right now that scream, we deserve to be in the top 10.
The question is, they've got USC at home in a couple weeks.
Right.
What Southern Cal team shows up that night?
Right.
They got to go to Iowa Saturday, all right? That's not a slam dunk game for the Ducks.
So,
this is not.
So with the Big Ten being down, I think they get three teams in, but there's some landmines. If Oregon loses again, the Big Ten might only get two teams in.
Well, then if the Big Ten only gets two in, then maybe the ACC gets then they get two in.
Yeah.
So.
But you're putting Notre Dame in just because you think they're going to win out?
I'm putting Notre Dame in because they will be 10-2, and their two losses will be by 3 points to Miami and 1 point to Texas A&M. Right now, both of those teams are in the top 10 in the country.
No,
That's why I'm putting Notre Dame in.
I believe in Notre Dame, and I think you have to consider the fact that they did it last year. Right,
went to the national championship.
Do you think that gets into the committee's mind at all? Like, hey, this is a team that made to the championship last year and scheduled difficult on purpose. We can't hurt them for that. We should reward them for that, right?
That helps them. Again, what they've done, even with the two losses this year, like I said, three to a top 10 team, one to a top 3 team, and they're Notre Dame. That's what gets them in.
Let's go to the ACC coming up next when we return with Hokie Steve live from Capitol Ale House in Innsbruck. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We're going to continue our college football conversation here with Hokie Steve. It's just so interesting because there are 12 teams that will make it into the college football playoffs. We've been counting up for how many from each different conference here. And let's go through the current top 12 in the rankings.
Okay.
And you stop me when I name a team that will miss out.
Okay. All right.
Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M is now number 3.
Right.
Coach Mike Elko has done a terrific job.
Yep.
Alabama, Roll Tide, is back in the conversation fully at number 4.
Yep.
Georgia, 6-1, they're 5.
Yep.
Oregon, 7-1 and 6.
Okay.
Ole Miss, 7. Georgia, undefeated. Haynes King has to be in a Heisman conversation now. They are 8.
Yep.
At 8-0.
Yep.
Another Heisman conversation. Vanderbilt, Diego Pavia, 9. BYU, 10. Miami, 11. Notre Dame, 12.
I think the Canes or Oregon are going to be one of those two teams is not getting in. Mm. All right? And it could happen as early as this week. How about SMU? Went SMU is now an elimination game this Saturday against the Canes. Whoever loses that game is completely out. And I mean SMU, that's a really bad loss at Wake Forest, a really bad loss. So if Miami goes in, Miami's a 10.5-point favorite in this game. I expect, you know, I think the Canes have had the wake up call with the Louisville game. I think they will go into Dallas and win, so that keeps the Canes, you know, on the line. But I think one of those two teams, either the Ducks or the Canes, are the one on the outside looking in.
Yeah, and then I think it's going to be very interesting this year to see who is that G5 team.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of teams that still have everything to play for, and
certainly, yeah, Memphis, Tulane, Navy, USF too, and I mean, around here, you're going to want to hear a lot of folks talking about the Dukes.
Well, I mean, JMU's in the conversation at 6-1, but they need help because I do feel like they needed to be undefeated to really be in the conversation. Yes, their one loss is Louisville. It's not bad, but they need Memphis to drop one, maybe Navy, right? There's There's a lot of teams that would need to drop out for the Dukes to really get in that
because Memphis, remember, Memphis has a win over a P4 in Arkansas.
Yeah.
USF has a win over a P4 in Florida. Tulane has two wins over P4 teams. They beat Duke and they beat Northwestern.
Yeah.
And the Navy's undefeated. So it's a tough climb for JMU to jump all those four teams.
Yeah, but how wild would that be if Notre Dame made it? Now, the problem is they've got Memphis on their schedule, but more importantly, Notre Dame coming up in 2 weeks here. And there's just no way I see them winning that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, and then, like I said, I think Memphis is pretty solid with where they are. They're 7-1 overall, and they host Tulane and they host Navy. They host Navy to end the regular season. They host Tulane in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so. I think my money would be on Tulane right now. I know they have to go to Memphis and win that one, but like you said, they've got a good resume.
And their only loss is to Ole Miss.
Yeah, and they've got a good roster.
Yeah,
and a good quarterback.
They had a really good quarterback last year, who's at Duke right now.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's get to the ACC. And if you stayed up late on Friday night, you saw the Hokies get a win. And let me just say, good season, bad season, 10 wins, 0 wins. Blacksburg's the place to be in primetime.
I'm just happy we didn't quit. When, you know, the Tech got up 10-0 in that game that started out very well. And the next thing, Cal rips off 20 consecutive points, right? The Hokies are down 20-10 at the half.
Yep.
And then you're thinking, all right, is this team just going to mail it in the third and fourth quarter? Well, then they come out, you know, they come out and score 10 in the third quarter. So, I mean, from a game on TV, it was a very entertaining game. And I thought Kyron Jones had a pretty good game, rushing the ball, certainly. I mean, that's why Tech won the football game, right? 357 yards rushing Friday night. Hawkins had 167. Jones had 137. Stewart had 48.
Yeah.
So that's why they won the game.
Well, I thought that Copeland and others got some big defensive plays when they needed.
Three sacks from Copeland.
To help them out there.
And then Howland Springs got to Kai Heath.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns and a huge, great catch, you know, going back against. He was going one way, had to reach back, and made a great catch on that one as well. So.
Yeah.
It's a good win. Any win for the rest of the season is a good win for the Hokies, and this was certainly a good win.
Yeah, and we got to say positive things about the job Phil Montgomery has done as the interim coach. Again, another one-score victory here.
Yeah,
it just seemed impossible under Coach Pry.
He's got by the way, the Hokies have now won three of their last five, and all under Coach Montgomery, and two of those three are one-score games.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I've been saying on my show, they could absolutely ruin Virginia's season.
They could.
I mean, I there was a while where I was picking Virginia. I mean, and now I'm just going with the fact that who owns the Commonwealth Cup in the last 25 years?
Well, you know, when you win 23 out of 25 or whatever it is, it's certainly in Blacksburg, right? But, you know, again, there's a ton of football left, and I think Virginia's got a tough game. They've got to go travel 3,000 miles across the country, play a early game out there. That's going to be a noon game,
yeah.
A noon kickoff or a whatever it is. And they've still got to go to Duke in a couple weeks. So Virginia's got, and again, I, you know, 7-1. If you had told us me 7-1 at Charlotte, I would have said any amount, right? But they are 7-1. I think they've got a tough road. It's not just the Hokies at the end of the regular season with the Commonwealth Cup and the rivalry game. These two games on the road to the next 3 weeks are tough games for them.
Yeah, and I do think this stretch is important for the program. Obviously, they're doing a nationwide search for a new head coach.
Yeah.
But you want guys to stay in Blacksburg? Well, end the season strong. Get them the younger guys some playing time, have it be successful, have the crowd be awesome like it was on Friday night.
I think it's going to be, they're playing Louisville on Saturday at 3 o'clock. The weather looks pretty good. I think it's going to be a really good crowd. I mean, I'm impressed, and again, I'm a 32-year season ticket holder, right? I've been going to these games for a hell of a long time. When they showed how many people showed up for Wofford that next week, I was like, holy, you know what? The next week, you know, it's been impressive that the fans have continued to come out. I think they will continue to come out the rest of the season.
Yeah, and when the schedule came out, this was the gauntlet here. This was the hardest part of the schedule. There's a lot less pressure, though, when, you know, the conversation's not ACC championship. It's just, can we go 1-0 this weekend?
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if you saw any of that Louisville-BC game Saturday night, but
yeah.
BC hung with the Cards. I mean, it was a one-score game late into the fourth quarter. Virginia Tech has got to stop the run. If they want to have any chance of winning this game Saturday, the two Brown kids, both of them, you know, one had 205, I think it was, on Saturday. The other one had 100. They've got to stop the running game of the Cardinals. I'm not as impressed with Miller Moss as I thought I would be throwing the football, but they can run it. And that's where the Hokies, if they got to stop the Cards, they got to stop them running the football.
Do you think there's a chance that the ACC title game in Charlotte features a two-loss team? Because it just feels like the way the league is going this year that I could see another team losing here. So, like, beside Georgia Tech and Virginia, Pittsburgh's the top team that only has one loss.
Right.
Well, they have Georgia Tech and Miami on their schedule.
Right.
All right, Louisville. Well, they have Virginia Tech, Clemson on their schedule as well.
They've got – and then they've got at SMU.
Yeah.
So, I mean – I guess it's possible. I really think Georgia Tech is going to be solid, undefeated in the league anyway at 8-0.
But like Virginia, like I could totally see them blowing this year. Like you said, are they really that good? They've won all these games by a combined 2 points. It feels like.
Well, again, I mean, all it takes is 1 point, right, to win. But they're winning some. They won some games. Ugly. Let's call it what it is. They won three overtime games, and they should have had a fourth overtime game. I told you they've fumbled the ball 8 times this year, and they've recovered every single one of them. Somewhere along the way, the ball's going to bounce the other way. And
or this was just a season of destiny.
Yeah, or we'll find out, right? We'll find out. I think to me, Saturday is a tough test for them going on the road across the country to play a Cal team who can put up points. Their defense is not very good. The Hokies put up 42 on them the other night, but they can throw the football.
All right, that's Hokie Steve. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Steve, thanks for stopping by. And before I let you go, I said the Ravens are back. Lamar's going to start Thursday. Can you see this team?
Are the Ravens going to put him on the active list and then pull him like they did on Saturday afternoon?
Look, I think it was actually smart because the Bears suck, and we should have beaten them in Washington. So I think Harbaugh had a tremendous speech, and I thought it was played out well on the broadcast. 1-5, they're talking 12-5. You just got to go 1-0 every week.
You got to go one game. I mean, you know, Lamar should be back Thursday night. They got a game on Thursday night against the Dolphins. They win that one. Pittsburgh's got to play the Colts this weekend.
Yeah.
So if Pittsburgh loses, they're 4-4. The Ravens win, they're 3-5. They're one game out of first place now. So I mean, it's 2 weeks. It's been 42 days since the Ravens won a football game, but we're September 14th when they beat the Browns. It's been 42 days. But the crazy thing is they're not out of it yet.
Yeah, it only takes one.
It only takes one to get it started.
Hopefully it starts tonight. Monday Night Football against the Chiefs. We'll go behind enemy lines with Soren Petro, who is a host in Kansas City, the host of the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, here on a Monday, October 27th, live and local in Richmond, Virginia, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House. This is Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and you will hear the official radio broadcast starting 3 hours pregame and going 3 hours postgame as well, as Washington takes on the Kansas City Chiefs from Arrowhead. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline is Soren Petro, the host of the program on Sports Radio 810. What's up, Soren?
How are you, my friend? What's going on?
We're doing pretty good here, and we are ready to go behind enemy lines on AWOD Radio.
All right, AWOD Army members. It's time to go on a mission. A secret mission. Behind enemy lines. We scout out the opponent, break down the competition with intel and reporting from the inside. How is the competition planning to stop the Washington Commanders' offense? As we go behind enemy lines.
So, Soren, coming off of a 12-win season, expectations changed here in Washington, but we're without our starting quarterback. I do think this fan base believes in Marcus Mariota's ability to move the ball down the field. How do you feel about Kansas City's defense coming into this matchup?
You know, I think Chiefs fans, I think Justin Reed made the T-shirt a couple of years ago, and Spags we trust. As long as Steve Spagnuolo is the defensive coordinator, you know that there'll be a pretty good game plan. He is human. I mean, he admitted that the Chargers kind of got him in the first game, throwing all the time and not really running, that they weren't really ready for that. We get this many weeks into the season, I think it's tough for anybody to suddenly change their spots at this point. I think you can identify what the leopard is, and so he should have a pretty good game plan. I do think that the Chiefs struggle to get pressure with just four guys. They do need Spagnuolo blitzes to consistently get pressure. But they've got a great defensive back there. They've got a great secondary. They're very deep at safety. They're very deep at corner. They've got a true number one corner and Trent McDuffie that they can travel with a wide out. And they feel like they can cover three, four corners deep. So, they're a tough defense. And the linebackers are very, very good and big hitting. So, they tolerate the run, get you into a passing down, and then he unleashes the blitzes and the secondary blankets everything.
Yeah, and I really do love Steve Spagnuolo. I've always been impressed with his defenses, and I do think that the Chiefs' defense has been criminally underrated throughout this dynasty era here with Andy Reid. The defense has kept them in games, and then, of course, Mahomes gets all the credit for the late win. The headline on ESPN: Mahomes on fire, Washington in desperation mode. What would your headline be for this game?
I want to be kind.
Let me hear it. Be honest. Is Kansas City going to walk all over Washington tonight?
So I guess my headline would be "Let the ass kicking begin." I just Washington with Jaden Daniels, I think, would be a really scary proposition. And if I'm wrong, then what has happened is the Chiefs are looking ahead to Buffalo next week. And I think that is a very real problem. I believe that teams have letdowns off big games and look aheads to the next big game. This is not a divisional game. It's not a conference game. I think the bad news for Washington, in addition to all the injuries, Dorrance Armstrong and Jaden Daniels and, Deron Payne, if he's going to play or be hampered, in addition to all of that, the bad news is that the Chiefs are still on the outside looking in for a playoff spot as it stands right now. If they win, they'll move, a half game in front of Jacksonville, but Jacksonville has a head-to-head tiebreaker with them, and they know that. So they know there's no margin for error there. They're still in third place in their division because the Chargers won on Thursday night, and the Broncos had an easy win over the Cowboys yesterday. So they know they've got to win just to stay within a game of the Denver Broncos when it comes to the AFC West. So, were this a Chiefs team that were sitting with just one loss and atop the AFC West, I would think that this would be a scary spot for the Chiefs, looking ahead to the Buffalo matchup and maybe ripe for the upset tonight. But with the fact that they're still digging out of the hole they created for themselves by opening the season 0-2, I think you get a pretty focused Chiefs team, and one that finally, after a year and a half, last week finally got their top three receivers all on the field together, and even Rashee Rice only played 40% of the snaps. So when they have Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy out on the field, along with Travis Kelce, they feel like they're going to be pretty tough to stop. They scored 30-plus points in four straight games, and Steve Spagnuolo's doing his thing on the defensive side. So there's a reason why, when you woke up this morning, the Chiefs were 5-1 to win the Super Bowl and the favorite ahead of everybody, even though they're still, like I said, right now on the outside looking in. So they're a really good football team that should still be motivated to take on Washington tonight.
I'm Adam Epstein. That's Soren Petro, and he said, "Let the ass-kicking begin." Commanders fans, it feels doom and gloom coming into this game, but everything can change with one win. And I totally understand what you're saying. The schedule's been rough for Washington. Feels like we get teams at the wrong time. I'd love to have played Kansas City 3 weeks ago when they lost to Jacksonville. Yeah. Now they're coming off of two of their best performances, maybe. Had a great game plan. I thought they destroyed the Lions, and then you blank the Raiders 31-0. The only positive for Washington is, well, we played the Raiders, and we scored more than you guys did on the Raiders. And it was actually Marcus Mariota in that game as we won 41-24. And for the first time this season, we actually did have McLaurin and Debo on the outside in that game with our exciting rookie running back, Bill. So I think Washington's offense will score 27 points tonight. I just don't think our defense will do it. And that's why maybe there's a chance that the Chiefs could, blow the game with a couple fumbles or something, but something fluky would need to happen, it feels like, for Washington to get the win.
I think to get to 27 points, there's going to have to be some fluky things. Tip ball up in the air for a pick six. I don't think Washington's offense will come close to putting 27 points on the board. Not saying the team can't get there because it's football. And the ball's not round. It bounces weird ways. Tip balls happen. And, you know, listen, the Chiefs, if you go back and look at the statistics against the Jacksonville Jaguars, they soundly defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars in every statistical category except for points. And it's because they threw a pick six when they were going in for a touchdown. That was a 14-point swing in that game, and it was ended up being the difference in the game. Harrison Butker has been struggling all year. Last week was the first week he didn't miss a kick or botch a kickoff, which was critical to them losing as well when in the game against Jacksonville, where he started them at the 40-yard line on their final drive. So, you know, yes, look, it's professional football. Everybody's on scholarship for Washington. It can happen. I will point out on the Raiders, the Chiefs gave up zero to the Raiders. Nothing. The Chiefs had 30 first downs. The Raiders had three. The Chiefs put in Gardner Minshew for the last series of the third quarter. They played 2.5 quarters against the Raiders legitimately. They did not throw a pass for the last quarter and a half, and Patrick Mahomes had almost 300 yards passing in that game. So if the Raiders are the measuring stick, I would go ahead and take a look at where Washington was 2.5 quarters into the game and then measure it against what you're seeing with the Chiefs. They score more points than the Raiders had plays. The Chiefs had 31 points in that game. The Raiders offense ran 30 plays in that game. So 31-0, it's not often you beat somebody 31-0 in the NFL, and it doesn't tell the whole story. It doesn't tell the whole story.
Soren Petro with us here as we go behind enemy lines. He's the host of the program, Sports Radio 810 WHP in Kansas City. I'll be honest with you, Soren. I think you're overlooking Marcus Mariota a little bit. Washington will score 27 points, or I'll kiss your ass on your show.
I'll pass. Married man, happily. All good in that department. But, listen, Marcus Mariota does have it. Here's another reason. I think there are only five players on the Chiefs that were still there. One of them is the long snapper, and one of them is the place kicker. But Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes didn't play in the game, but in the 2017 playoffs when the Titans upset the Kansas City Chiefs, Marcus Mariota was the quarterback of that Titans team. In fact, he caught a pass. He had a ball tipped up into the air. He caught it and took it in for a touchdown. It was a fluky day that day. The Chiefs were 8.5-point favorites in that game and lost at home, and that was the final game that Alex Smith started for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they moved on to Patrick Mahomes the next year, and they've done nothing but play in conference championship games or better every year since. So, listen, there are a few fans around here who will be like, oh, I remember what Mariota did. And look, he's a competent. I've always wanted Marcus Mariota to be the backup in Kansas City. I'd like to see what he would be with Andy Reid, with Andy Reid designing things for him, and maybe the Chiefs would finally run a quarterback sneak if they could put Marcus Mariota in there and not have to risk Patrick Mahomes. But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Marcus Mariota can't do some things. I'm just saying he's not going to score 27 offensive points tonight.
Soren, the Kansas City Chiefs are just 4-3 this season. It hasn't been the best season for them, but still, like you said, pick to win the Super Bowl, pick to win the AFC, and I wouldn't be surprised again. But they've had a few duds. They lost to the Chargers week one in Brazil. Like you said, Spagnuolo wasn't expecting how many passes. The Eagles got them. The Jaguars got them. I think that was the eye-opening defeat in that one. How would Washington win this game? How would Kansas City blow this one? What would it look like?
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that's going in Washington's favor is, you know, some of the injuries. I mentioned the wide receivers. Rashee Rice was suspended the first six games. He just came back last game. Xavier Worthy was knocked out of the game and out for three games on the third play of that opening game against the Chargers when Travis Kelce ran into him, I should say, because he didn't run the right route and separated his shoulder. So, you know, they were, you know, those first two games, they basically played without their two best wide receivers, and I think that was a problem. They've gotten those guys back. The offense looks explosive. Really, since Xavier Worthy came back in week four, they've scored 30-plus in all those games, even though they lost to Jacksonville, like I said. But statistically, it really wasn't the offense. Well, it was the offense's fault for Mahomes' fault for throwing a pick six. But, you know, they put up plenty of points to win that one. You know, I think the path would be that, one, Josh Simmons is down. Now, Jalen Moore, who they gave a two-year, $30 million deal to play left tackle, when he left San Francisco, has played very well for Simmons. He's good, and Simmons has been, you know, great for a rookie, but still just, you know, NFL-wise, pretty good. You know, like playing left tackle as a rookie is a tough spot. But Patrick Mahomes makes you a lot better. His sack avoidance is as good as anybody's. He knows when to get out of the pocket. He knows when to move forward. He knows all those things. So they're in pretty good shape there, but it is a backup left tackle. It's not the guy that they would have starting. Jalen Moore's good. He's more of a cerebral player, where Josh Simmons is a tremendous athlete playing that left tackle spot. So they would be a little bit vulnerable there. And then their right guard, Trey Smith, is probably not going to play because of back spasms. He left last week's game. That's the other thing about last week's game against the Raiders. I mean, they basically played the entire game with 40% of their offensive line out. So, you know, that was an issue as well. And so I think that would be it. If the Commanders' defensive line were fully intact, I would think that they would have a chance. If Dorrance Armstrong were there, if DeRon Payne's 100%, then that would be the path, is to get after Mahomes. You've seen it. You've seen the Bucs Super Bowl. You saw the Eagles Super Bowl last year. Even Superman, even Patrick Mahomes, looks kind of ordinary when guys are you know, knocking them all over the place. So that is the path to get there. I think Dan Quinn's going to have to find a way to get pressure. But, you know, there are all kinds of receivers available at all kinds of different levels. You know, I think that is your best bet. That, get the turnover. Hope that Patrick Mahomes has a couple of, you know, bad passes. He is only 6'2", so you can kind of tip some balls here and there and maybe create opportunity for an interception. I think that would be the path. And then probably control the ball. The Chiefs' run defense can be susceptible, but the problem with that is, you know, if you average 5 yards a carry, you don't go 5-5-5-5. You go 7-2-3-6, right? And at some point you go 2-1 back-to-back, and the Chiefs have you in 3rd-and-7, and then Steve Spagnuolo has you where he wants you. So Marcus Mariota's going to have to convert on 3rd down. I think that would be it. Possess the football. Keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, because there's no reason to think that the Chiefs offense won't be moving up and down the field tonight.
Yeah, we got to steal a possession with smart time management, clock management at the end of the half, maybe getting the ball to start the 3rd quarter. But hopefully, I mean, look, Von Miller could be the kryptonite. He's been good against the Chiefs in the past. But, Soren, I appreciate it. You gave me some bulletin board material. I'm fired up because Washington will score 27. Still might lose, but I think we'll score 27.
I'll be watching that number. I'll tweet at you if you're right.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, thank you so much for joining the program today, man.
Always my pleasure, brother. Thanks for having me.
That is Soren Petro. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So, of course, my choice on game day tonight will be Monday Night Football, Washington at Kansas City. Also have some baseball, playoff baseball, the October Classic, Game 3 of the World Series. But we haven't really had a chance to check in with Stubby and get his highlight of his weekend. Did you get out to the bars? Because I know I was correct when we talked about this last week. This was the weekend to dress up, because nobody's going to dress up Saturday, November 1st.
I guarantee you they will.
Oh, I promise you they will not.
I would put money on that.
I talked to my girlfriend about this. She agrees. Girls don't dress up when the theme is over. November 1st, it's over.
No,
November 1st, it's Christmas.
It's Halloween weekend.
No. Halloween. This was Halloween weekend.
No.
I'm telling you.
No, it's
I know
not.
This is the way it works, Stubb.
It just happens both times.
No.
Because
Friday night, there will be parties.
Last year, Halloween was on a Wednesday. And people were going out, dressing up, and partying on November 3rd and 4th.
No.
Yes,
they came out the week before.
And
everybody
the week
did
after.
The audio.
And
no.
the week after. Yes.
No.
Yes.
I promise you.
I witnessed it in person.
Yeah. Maybe your dumb loser friends on their
at
bar
the
crawl.
Bars.
I'm telling you, this was the weekend. This
no
was the weekend.
Shot. It is next.
Yes.
It is next
This was
weekend.
The big weekend. Because November 1st, you change the dial. You change everything.
No, dude.
You're getting ready for Christmas. Friday night will be terrific. I mean, I can't wait to see the spookies on Friday night. I do think Halloween on a Friday night is terrific, because you can obviously kind of stay at home and give out candy and then go out and party all night till midnight. And then after midnight, everybody turns into a pumpkin. Halloween's over. Becomes Thanksgiving and Christmas on November 1st. What was the highlight of your weekend? Did you get out? Did you go out and pick a costume? Have you even picked a costume
no.
yet?
No. No, we'll get there.
No.
We'll get there.
Since the guy that's going to party next Saturday, you're going to be the only one dressed up.
We'll get there. It'll be fine. Okay. It'll be fine. Okay. No, I needed a weekend in. As you know, I've been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
But I did a little backyard work, because I have a backyard. I set up some string lights. Did a little
nice.
Project all by myself.
How did
really
you
fun.
Do the string lights?
Well, I took a trip to Lowe's, and then I had some like string lights. I'm going to text you a picture so you can rate it.
Did you hang a hook or something? What did you do?
I planted some poles in the ground, and then it's all fenced around, so I'm sending you the picture now.
Ooh.
I put down some poles, I zip-tied it, and hung up some twine.
Zip-tie is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, it was twine
sure.
and zip-tie.
Let me see how this looks. This looks pretty solid.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of...
I have to hire you.
I'm pretty good at this kind of thing.
How high are the poles? Because that looks like you kind of... Is it attached to the back of the car? No.
That's a pole attached to the fence. I have to duck a little bit.
Yeah.
To leave.
I think that's your issue. Where's your grass, dude?
Oh,
this
dude.
Is all dirt in your
I'm
backyard.
I'm going to tell you right now, when we moved in, that was all poison ivy and vine. And
oh
we had to
gosh.
Mow it, and now we're trying to figure out what to do with it.
This is the worst-looking backyard I've ever seen.
It was so much worse before we started doing work on it. Problem is, it's like the weather, like the plant grass seed, we'd have to do it like now, but then we couldn't use it for a month. It's a whole thing. Mm. We've been working on it. It's a whole thing.
Well, I don't like droopy lines, and you have to duck a little bit, but besides that, I'd say this is solid craftsmanship.
I would say,
looks
as
like
the tallest
8
one,
out of 10
I'm the only one
DIY.
That has to duck, so it's not that deep.
Yeah. All right. No, it's pretty good. I want to get back to, and I don't want to call you out here, but it feels like it's a theme with your generation. Last-minute shopping. I mean, it's October 27th. Do you have any shame? Any shame that you have no Halloween costume and that you're going to celebrate Halloween? It's not like you
don't
like the holiday and you're going to stay in and you're just Scrooge.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you're the Grinch.
I'm going to figure it out. I got clothes. I got roommates with clothes. Like, I'll figure it out.
I don't understand that. Like, when are you going to figure this out? Like, there's a Halloween party at Odyssey on Wednesday.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Are you going to have a costume by Wednesday? I'm going to say right now the answer will be no. If you dress up on Wednesday, I'll be impressed. But I don't know. It's too last minute here. It feels like your entire generation does this.
Wait till the very, very
last minute. Maybe you guys just like living in a life where everything's a ticking time bomb, right? It's like your Bruce Willis at the end of the Christmas movie, Die Hard, and he's trying to figure out which one's the blue wire or the red wire. You like to live your life like that. Where you're shaking. You don't know if you're going to get it done or not.
Yeah, I do my best work. With a time limit.
Yeah, no. I'm not like that at all. No, I do my best work when I put my mind to it. And sometimes it's last minute. But A lot of times it's not. You love last minute things. I don't understand it. Like, don't you have anxiety that, like, maybe you won't figure something out?
No.
And you'll go to a Christmas party just as yourself?
No, I feel most comfortable in the stress of it.
Really?
Yeah. And this is coming from someone who, outside of this and this, I've always done live improv, theater, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of used to working in
the
scramble.
You just like the stress of scrambling at the last minute.
It's comfortable to me.
Yeah. Might have to get your mom on the show. What was that like growing up? Mom, we got to go to CVS. Oh. I forgot I have a project due tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I did that to my mom all the time. She used to hate me.
She hated me too.
My mom used to come home from work, and she would look at me and say, Adam, do we need to go to CVS? Because once I sit down, I'm not getting back up.
It would be 9:30
And a lot of times we had to go to CVS because I would forget about projects. I was the worst at that in school.
I need a trifold.
In college, yeah, exactly. In college, I started to get better with my time management, and I like to plan ahead. I like to get things done ahead of time. But we'll see. Do you have any idea of what you're going
to
be for Halloween this year?
I'm trying
to think. It's literally going to be you'll walk into your roommate's room and if you see an Ovechkin jersey on the wall, that's what you're going to go as. Stubby Ovechkin. I don't know. How are you going to figure this out?
I'll figure it out. I think I have a Jimmy John's hat. That's something to think about. I have a big yellow rain jacket. I could do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of flannels.
Doesn't really do it for me. My friend actually got a hot dog, and I was like, well, that's a lame costume. Well, then he put not a handkerchief. What do you call it? A scarf on.
Okay.
And he called himself a chili dog. And I'll tell you
know what?
It slapped.
I'll give him that. That's good. That's good.
It was creative. I didn't see it coming. I was like, what are you putting this on? Oh, because I'm chili. I'm a chili dog.
All right.
He got me. you will see my costume on Wednesday and photos on Friday. But tonight we are praying for a competitive game and maybe a win for the home team. A win for the good guys against the Kansas City Chiefs. We had Soren Petra on. If you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. His headline, let the ass-kicking begin. Make sure we book Soren Petra for Tuesday morning at 12:30 when Washington gets the win. Love to hear from him again. I'm starting to get confident that we're going to go and be competitive and maybe win this game because I think everybody's picking against us. And especially on primetime games, when that happens, usually everybody steps in dog do, and they're wrong.
Yeah, I want to see the numbers here.
Upsets always happen.
Because if 80% of the money's on Kansas, I'm feeling real good about our chance.
Yeah. Michael took the bet on Monday. He's been talking it up all week long. He has been hanging out with Grant and Danny. They are live from Kansas City. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye drive you home here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.